Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman in Songs of Hope.
Thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. If God's love had to be merited, then there would be no reason to praise Him. His love would also be severely limited. But because of His love, and His alone to give, it is great, and it reaches to people of all nations. Today's Bible passage is Psalm 117, the shortest of all of the Psalms, with just two verses. Praise the Lord, all nations! Extol Him, all peoples! For great is His steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord! As I write this devotional, we in the Christian Church have just a short while ago observed and meditated upon the somberness of Lent, followed by our Good Friday worship services, remembering the great suffering, pain, humiliation, and death of Christ on the cross in our place because of our sin. On that dark and dreadful day, we are only too much aware of our own sins, shortcomings, and sorrows that tempt and lead us away from God into the traps of fear, anger, idolatry, sickness, and sadness. Yet we also know that Jesus went willingly to that cross in obedience to God, His Father, and out of great love for us, in spite of our sins. We know, too, that God often redeems us, His dear children, amid and even through our times of suffering. And we are supposed to praise Him? Well, yes, we are. Let me share the story of Job found in the Old Testament in the book of Job. Job was a prophet, an elder, a holy man, a wealthy man in family, in livestock, and in the number of his servants, righteous in all his deeds. Surely Job loved and trusted God only because he was so greatly rewarded, right? Well, that's certainly what Satan boasted and would like us to believe when he was allowed by God to test Job by inflicting upon him the theft of all of his goods, the death of all of his children, causing sickness and painful sores to take hold on Job, bringing him to the brink of death itself. The sufferings of people on earth, who it affects and why, is an age-old question and one not easily answered, and Job was a man who would have enjoyed arbitrating just such a debate on that subject. But now, in the midst of his personal misery, Job falters somewhat by thinking of God as a tyrannical judge. However, through his God-given faith and wisdom, Job appeals not to human opinion or comfort, as many of us today might, but he appeals to God, against God, ultimately leading him to utter some of the most beautiful words in the Bible and prophetically confess the bodily resurrection and redeeming power of Christ as our only hope of true comfort. He professes in Job chapter 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth." In his deep suffering, Job praised the Lord because he knows that God is faithful, and only God's love and faithfulness will endure forever. A dear friend of mine has this day a heart filled with sorrow, confusion, and sadness because of a sudden illness which has struck her 26-year-old daughter, resulting in severe pain, hospitalization, and a medically induced coma in a desperate attempt to save her daughter's life. It has been 3 weeks of anxiety and fear of the unknown. Will the doctors be able to accurately diagnose the problem? Will proper treatment be available in this country, which is also not their home country? Will her daughter's life be spared? She could so easily drift down the path of doubt, anger, and accusations against God, but instead, by the grace of God, she has placed all her trust in Him, her rock and redeemer. As she has told me, she is on her knees in prayer and crying out to him for strength and also in thanksgiving for the gift of her family, her faith, for competent doctors, and for Christ's endless love and faithfulness. She trusts that God is always with her and will not forsake her. Her bold and sure faith is a strong witness to the doctors, nurses, and friends alike. You also, my friend, can be certain of the faithfulness of our God and Lord. He loves you no matter what Satan tries to tell you or what you have done. He knows your worries, your sorrows, your burdens. He walks with you always. He loves you and is faithful in his promises. When sin attacks us from outside because of things done to us by others, or when it is because of our own selfish sin that we are suffering, or when the sins of the world attack by way of sickness or catastrophe, God is still with us, and he knows our needs. Paul wrote in Romans 8, verse 28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." And in verse 39, "Nothing else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." We don't always recognize God's path or his timing, but we can trust him and him alone and be assured of his unfailing love for us. Thanks be to God that he did not leave his dear son on the cross that Good Friday so many years ago. After conquering death, Satan, and hell, Jesus Christ rose victorious from the grave. He lives so we can live. Having attended worship services and celebrating Easter in a foreign country for several years, my husband and I have been able to more clearly grasp the greatness of God's enduring faithfulness in preserving his word. As Christians in all nations, whether in Europe, Asia, North or South America, Africa, or the Middle East, we can leave our guilt, shame, and sins at the cross and rejoice together in the joy and hope of life eternal. Please hear again Psalm 117, verse 2. "For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." We pray. Dear Lord, our rock and redeemer of all nations, you alone know our pain, burdens, and brokenness, which cause us distress. Help us to trust in you and rejoice always in your unending love and faithfulness toward us and to all people. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.